The learning we do today and the whole month is Lili Nishmas Miriam Beth Yaakov, so we thank the Lyra family for dedicating the month of Nisan. So the I really want to get to three things, but I only put two things on the source sheet because I realized it was a bit ambitious, as they say, to try to get three. But I want to talk about two somewhat unrelated, although we'll try to come back to the Karban Pesach in both cases to make it timely, but two haros regarding Sukkim and Parshas Tzav. So in the very beginning, you just have two ma'amakomos. They're not sourced. Like, I didn't put the sources there for you. But in Chavua, in Ben Soramora, we mentioned the concept. There's machlokas Rishonim. It's not really clear what the machlokas is, honestly, in these two sources that I put for you here. But there's a machlokas Rishonim for sure about whether there's a mitzvah on in every case of Achilas Karbanos, and who the mitzvah is on. So the Rambam, in his Sefer Mitzvahs essay Pei Tes, that's what you have in source number one, the Rambam paskins that there's, and you see in the Yad also, the Rambam assumes that there is a mitzvah for sure for Kohanim to partake of the Karbanos, whereas it's ambiguous whether he thinks that's true about Bailim. Bailim who have a karban, that there's a chelek that the Bailim eat, is not clear whether he thinks that's a mitzvah or not. He has a phrase there that can kind of go either way. Brisker Rav talks about it in Zvachim, and the Minchas Chinuch talks about this. So the Rambam's a little bit unclear, but if you look in the Ramban, in his Hasagos, it's the same one that we mentioned in the Chabura about Maaser Sheni. So the Ramban assumes very clearly that there's a mitzvah, even on Bailim, to eat their kachim, to eat their karbanos, that there is a mitzvah's essay, midaraisa, on them. The Rambam at least seems to think there's a kiyum daraisa. It's just not clear if he thinks that there's a chiyuv daraisa for sure. Either way, one of the psukim the Rambam quotes in terms of this mitzvah, at least in terms of the kohanim's chiyuv, is that we have a pasuk in our parsha, in the beginning of our parsha, which, well, really, we have a bunch of psukim in our parsha, which talk about the kohanim eating their chelek, chatas, asham, and you know, kol zachar, that is specifically male kohanim, eat the kachim. So there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim, clearly, let's say at least for kohanim. So when it comes to the mitzvah of achilas kachim for kohanim, I think we reference this very, very briefly in that chabura in Rashi and Ben Soramora, but now it's worth maybe fleshing out, no pun intended, but you don't get the pun yet, so you'll see soon. So the question is brought up whether the mitzvah of achilas kachim is a mitzvah which has to be done kederech achila or not kederech achila. L'chor, it's not a good question, because the Gemara in Pesachim tells us on Daf Chav Dalid, you got the flesh thing like easily, or? Okay, good. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Chav, thank you so much. The Gemara in Pesachim, the joke was kind of raw, so I feel like you're with me. Okay, the Gemara in Pesachim on Chav Dalid tells us that all achilas, when it comes to Isurim, for sure, are only going to be asar on a deraisa level, on a biblical level, if they are achila kedarka. If they're eaten in their normal fashion, if they're eaten in a way that's very abnormal to eat it that way, the Gemara there seems to give the example of uncooked meat. Raw meat is something which is not edible. It's not assumed to be something that we eat usually. Now you're catching on, I see. So then it's something which you're just eating the flesh without cooking it. Then that's not considered achila when it comes to isurim daraisa. So that's what the Gemara in Pesachim says. Min astam, you just understand to be, we spoke about this in a different context with Beria and Gazayas, you would assume it goes back and forth between mitzvahs and isurim. So if there's an isur daraisa, which is only going to be violated if you eat it kedarka, so mistama, eating mitzvahs has to be kedarka also. And we'll see soon that there is definitely a grounds to say that, and that would be our first guess. However, if you look in source number three, you find a very troubling gemara. Rabbi Per and I learned this gemara together when we learned Maseches Pesachim on Daf Ayin Aleph. The gemara there is a little less... workable in terms of the pshat, so we'll go with the Menachos, or at least as we've shown him. So in Sadi Testament Beis, in the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara quotes that Chal Yom Kippurim Lios B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, HaChalos Mischalkos Lair. Fine, the Chalos, which we're not talking about right now, can't be done, taken care of on the day of Yom Kippur, so you push it off to Matzei Yom Kippur, which is Matzei Shabbos. Chal Yos Be'erev Shabbos, so now Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, okay? Seir shel Yom Kippurim, which is nechal to the Kohanim, is nechal la'erev. It's eaten at night, meaning the night of Friday night, Erev Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur, Erev Shabbos, or I should say Matzah Yom Kippur, Leil Shabbos, right? Matzah Yom Kippur, Leil Shabbos. That's when you eat the karban. Obviously, you can't cook it because it's Shabbos, so you can't cook the karban. So what do? So the Gemara says, V'ha Bavliim, at this stage, it seems like it means the Babylonians, but it's really just somewhat of a derogatory term for some of the Kohanim, Ochlen Osoku Shu Chai. they would eat the karban that night. They would eat the sur Yom Kippurim. They would eat it chai. They would eat it raw. They would eat it without cooking it. Mipnei daitan yafeh, because they were able to handle it, whatever. So that's what the Gemara here says. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hasir shel masav shu chatas, v'hu sir anasa b'chutz, v'necha l'kohanim, necha l'erev, b'leile Shabbos. So it's eaten matzah Yom Kippur, when it's Leil Shabbos. Afal bisha in yichol nevashla b'Shabbos. Even though no cooking can happen, because it's Shabbos, you can't do bishul on Shabbos. That's when they would eat it. But obviously, the Gemara had told us that they eat it raw. Habavliim kohanim ochlen osan oso chai, kishachal Yom HaKippur and b'erev Shabbos. So it sounds like, very black and white over here, that these kohanim would eat the karban Seir Shal Yom HaKippurim, they would eat it while it was raw, while it was uncooked, because they couldn't cook it on Shabbos. So this Gemara, Lichora, is very strange, because if we would think there's definitely a mitzvah on the Kohanim to eat the Karban. So if there's a mitzvah on the Kohanim to eat the Karban, are they being kind of the mitzvah? They're not being kind of the mitzvah? Is this a good thing, a bad thing? What's gone on? Or are they eating the Karban when it's raw, when it's not cooked? Isn't that Shalok Derech Achila? Isn't that a very abnormal way, and therefore it's not considered Achila in Halacha? In Isurim, they wouldn't be getting Malkos or Misa for such an Achila, because they're eating food that's raw, and the Gemara in Psachim told us on Chav Dalet that raw meat is considered Shalok Derech Achila. It's a very abnormal way of eating it. You're supposed to eat cooked meat. But here they're eating the Karban that way, and that counts as the mitzvah? Is that really what's going on over here? So three basic approaches to this Gemara. Source number four, you have the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Zayin. The Minchas Chinuch says that he references the fact that he's written about this many times already in his Sefer, and he's going to write about it more. But he says that he proves all over the place that the truth is, this is so interesting, but he says that eating raw meat is considered Derech Achila. Eating raw meat is considered normal. It's considered normal. I don't know if the Minchas Chinuch used to eat beef tartare in Tarnopol, but maybe they did. I don't know if that's wrong. But maybe they ate raw meat back then, and that he thought it was normal. But we would think it's not a normal thing. The Minchas Chinuch says that's considered an halacha kederech achila. That's considered derech achila. Did I say the right term for the meat, tartare or something? Yeah. I'm so glad we have an outsider here to tell us. The Kola guys don't eat tartare too much, you know. Yeah, sounds like a character from like Star Wars, but it works for me. So this raw meat that is considered derech achila. The chai havi kederech achila, says the Minchas Chinuch. Mi mishnah the menachos. How does he prove it? He says it's proven from our Gemara. The mishnah tells the menachos sir yom kippurim shechab erev shabbos v'achlu v'sir la erev b'leil shabbos chai v'sham mitzvah esed achila k'siv v'achlu. The pasuk says you have to eat the sir shal yom kippurim, and they're eating it on leil shabbos Friday night, even though it's raw, and they're being mekayim the mitzvah. It seems from the Gemara. So it must be that eating meat shelo kederech achila, sorry, eating meat raw is considered kederech achila. What do you do with the Gemara in Psachim? Not clear. You have to look at the Tosis there. The Tosis there seems to qualify that it's only referring to beef, but chicken, if it's raw, is softer and more edible. But the Maharam Chalava doesn't like that pshat. You have to learn the Gemara over there. It's not clear how it fits with the Minchas Chinuch. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests, using our Gemara as one proof text for it. Source number five, the Mishnah Lamelech, he's not convinced of any Mahalach, a little more tenuous in terms of the Pshat, but he at least offers us a Tzad Nechagira, which is maybe operable for what we're talking about. He says in the source number five, Yisod HaTorah Perek Hei, Yesh Lach Kor Bahad Kaimulon, Dekol Yisurin Shev HaTorah Ein Lokan Aleim Shalok Derech Hana Asan. We assume from that Gemara and Pesachim, they don't get Malkos on an Isser unless you did it Kedarko. The Im Nomar, should we say, Gam came be Mitzvah's essay, even by a positive commandment of Mitzvah's essay, the Rachmana Amar Tochal, Kigon Matzah, Bekarben Pesach, Im Achalan, Shalok Kederech Hana Asan, Im Yatsi Dechavasan. So the Mishnah Melech clears a Hakir about this. We thought it was Dabar Pashat. We assumed, of course, the same way Yisurim have to be eaten Kederech Achila in order to be Chayiv, so too Mitzvahs have to be eaten Kiderech Achila in order to be Mikayim the Mitzvah. So Mishnah Melech is not so fast. Maybe that's worth being choker. Maybe that's worth wondering about whether that's even true lahalacha, that you need Derech Achila in order to be Mikayim Mitzvah. Maybe Mitzvahs are different. Happens to be that Mishnah Melech says Venira de Loshna. He says, no, it doesn't seem that way to me. He says, it seems that is the assumption is that the same way Mrs. Losese Midaraisa need Derech Achila in order to be Chayiv, so too Mitzvah's Ese Midaraisa also need Kederech Achila in order to be Mekayim, in order to get the Mitzvah. And what do you do with the Gemara in Menachos? The Gemara Menachos says the Kohanim did eat it that way. So it's fascinating. If you look in Source 6, Taisus already dealt with this. In Menachos on Daf Kuf, it's the same sugya, just the next Amud. So Taisus say that the Gemara comments that the Kohanim referred to as Bavliim, we mentioned before, because Shesonin Esa Bavliim, because it was a derogatory term. They were calling them negatively Bavliim. So the Tosfos says, Umashim as Kirmosam Lagnai, why are we calling them names over here? They're doing mitzvahs, they're eating karbanos. What do they do wrong? No, Al Sha'ochlan Esa Seirim Chayim, Af al gav de mitzvah ka'avdi shelo yavo li de nosar. So this is a shtickle confusing, but Tosfos basically say, no, we call them a negative name because what they're doing is they're eating the karbanos raw instead of eating them in a cooked fashion, and therefore it's not really edible as it is. It's shelo kedai chachila. And af al gav de mitzvah ka'avdi, even though they're doing a mitzvah, we still refer to them negatively. So the first assumption in Tosfos sounds like they're being mekayim the mitzvah, right? They are being mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe it's like the Minchas Chinuch said, that even though it's shalok derech achila, they're being mekayim the mitzvah. On the other hand, we're calling them names, and the Tosfos finishes the sentence with the mitzvah ka'avdi, shelo yavo li denosar. So what the other possible pshat is, the probable pshat I should say in Tosfos, if you look in source 7, the Rashash has this, is that mashma de be'emes from Tosfos, it seems, lo mekayim ba'achila kazo, dehi shalok derech achilasan. Really, they're not mekayim a mitzvah with this achila. Like the Mishnah Melech came out from his Chakira, that really you're not Mekayim Mitzvah if it's Shalok Derechila, just like you're not over on Isser if it's Shalok Derechila, it's the same. Hainu Hach. So here too, you see from Tosfos that they thought that you're not Mekayim this mitzvah. And that's why Tosfos went out of their way to say, mitzvah ka'avdi, but what mitzvah? Not the mitzvah of Achila's Kachim. They're not eating Kachim. They're swallowing Kachim in a way that's disgusting. It's repulsive. It's not the normal way of eating. It's Shalok Derech Achila. So it's not a mitzvah's essay, the raisa of Achila's Kachim. What is it? It's Shalok Yavo Lidinosar. They were preventing the food from becoming nicer, but they weren't being mekayim the mitzvah achilas kachim because it wasn't kederech. And he says, "Ayn mishlo melech unifshat sveiko sham in yesh lachkor." And that Dibra Masna we're talking about v'chenichri Shara Melech over there. With Shara Melech has interesting rayos for the Mishlo Melech's yisod. So the Rashash says right here, Taisus seems to be assuming exactly what the Mishlo Melech came out like on a safeg, that of course you need derech achila when you're eating karbanos and doing mitzvahs the same way you need it in order to be chayiv on Mrs. Darais on a full way. The Rashash ends with an important point, though, in the underline here in source 7. So Tosfos end off their comment that they're really doing the wrong thing because they're eating the food when it's raw. Tosfos say, because what's going to happen is they're going to get used to eating meat raw, and they're going to do that during the year, which it sounds like it's the wrong thing. That's how Tosfos ends. So the Rashash says that Diva Havli Lemer Dlo Mekayim Mitzvah's essay. Meaning, why does Tosfos have to say it's not a good idea to eat meat raw because it's only going to be, of course, you're preventing it from becoming nicer, but you're going to get used to eating it raw and you're going to eat it raw all year round. If I was Tosfos, and what the Rashash pointed out in the beginning of Tosfos, I would say it's a bad idea to eat meat raw for the carbon. Why? Because you're not going to be Mekayim Mitzvah. You're not going to get the mitzvah, so it's a bad idea to eat it raw. Why do you have to finish with, because you're going to end up becoming accustomed to it and do it all year, and it's going to look like a disgusting way of eating. Rabbas Nusa we had with the Rambam, the Gemara and the Rambam with Ben Soramora, that a person becomes ravenous when they eat. So Tzarchin, why Tosfos had to give that answer, if they really think there's no mitzvah of Achilas Kachrim, that's enough. That suffices for the answer over here. Okay, so those are two approaches to the Gemara and Menachos. The Gemara and Menachos does say that the Kohanim would eat the Seer Yom Kippurim Chai, Ruah, but were they Mekayim the Mitzvah or not? Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, they were Mekayim the Mitzvah because Shalok Derech Achila also works for Mitzvos, also works for Achilas Kachim. And the Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix about this, but comes out thinking Derech Achila is necessary for Achilas Kachim and all Mitzvos, Matzah, Karm Pesach, etc. And so instead, you have to say that really the Gemara, they were not Yotzi, the Mitzvah Achilas Kachim. That's what Tosfos do seem to say often art in the Gemara Menachos. And that's what the Rashash points out in Tosfos. A little bit of a Tzarechi and why Tosfos ended the way they end, but that seems to be the Derech HaMelech in the Shita of Tosfos. So a third answer, if you look in source number 8, is the Beis HaLevi. Now this Beis HaLevi in source 8, which is in Chil Gimel of Shalosh Shu's Beis HaLevi, is really premised on the Beis HaLevi in Chilik Aleph in the very beginning of his Sefer in source number 9. So if you flip the page, you'll see it there, where he basically, he has Rayos, and we're not going to spend too much time going through it, because we're not trying to only learn this Sugya, we're just trying to make a Ha'ara. But the Beis HaLevi develops a very famous Yisod, which he made famous, but I think it predates him, as he points out, but he is the one who made it famous, which is the following. He notes that there are, he notes cases in which it seems that you don't need an achilas kazayis in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas kachim. At least not an achilas kazayis by one person, meaning let's say the kahanim are entitled to one piece of steak, so a kazayis must be eaten, but I could have half a kazayis, you could have half a kazayis, if we have enough people, we could eat that whole the whole amount that we have to eat. Each of us putting in our part, which is a chatzi shir. Why? There's a mitzvah zachila. How am I mekayim a mitzvah zachila if I'm not eating a full kezayis? So the Beis HaLevi develops the following yisod. We reference this in the Chavura. He says that really, and we mentioned also, I think we mentioned that Rabbi Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzer has the same chakira. Wherever the one that we spoke, Meister Sheni was, Kofman Tess, I forget, letter Aleph, Kuf Nun Tes, or something in that range. So Kuf Nun Ches, or whatever it was, Kuf, whatever the number was, the one right before that, was the same Safik about Achilas Kachim. Is the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim that you have to eat, a Gavra has to consume Kachim, has to consume the Karban, or is the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, no, not that you have to eat the Kachim, but rather that the Kachim needs to be consumed, right? She Te'achel, that the Kachim has to be eaten, it has to be Ne'achel, which is the mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi says, absolutely 100%, he's certain that the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is not that a Gavra has to consume the Kachim. That's why you don't need a shear of Kezias in order to be Yosef the mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is that this Kachim, the Chetz Shel Kachim, the object in front of you, the Karban, must be consumed. It has to be eaten. So a Kezias on the whole has to have been eaten, but you in particular, as a Gavra, don't have a Chiv to eat that on your own. It's not a Maisa Achilas demanded. It's a Totsah of Achila, that it be Nechal, which is commanded through the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. And says the Beis HaLevi, that's the pshat in our Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos does say that a Kohen is able to eat the Seir Yom Kippurim raw. Aye, what do you mean it's Shalok Derech Achila? So the Minchas Chinuch said, no, it's not Shalok Derech Achila. Say, come on, that's so hard to understand. Shalok Derech Achila? Says the Beis HaLevi, no, Taka is Shalok Derech Achila. Okay, but what do you mean? The Mishnah Melech says you do need to have an Achila. You need to have an Achila. Says the Beis HaLevi, yeah, but Kachim is different. By Kachim, there's no need for a Maisa Achila. As long as the Kachim is Ne'achal, as long as the carbon has been consumed, as long as it's been eaten, you've been Yosei the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah has been Mekuyam. Ah, you didn't do a Maisa Achila? Who cares? As long as the before picture shows a piece of meat, and the after picture shows a happy Kohen with a full stomach, that's good enough. That's good enough. It doesn't matter if he enjoyed it on the way down. We don't need a Maisa Achila. We need the meat to have been consumed. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's why they're being Yosei the Mitzvah here of Achilas Kachim, even though they're eating it Shalo Kederach Achila. That's our Mishnah, our Gemara, in Maseches Menachos. So three approaches to that Gemara. One is that you don't need Kederach Achila. Two is that you do need Kederach Achila and they weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah. Tosfos do seem to assume like that. Three is that you do not need Derech Achila and they're still Yotzei with their Mitzvah because the Mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is not about the Maisa Achila. It's about the fact that the carbon was Nechal and Acharei Kichlai Sakol over here, the carbon was Nechal by a Kohen in the Mikdash, so everything was in fact satisfied. Unfortunately, I'm missing an important Mar Malkum. Fine. So, in that context, the Beis HaLevi is developing a theme. He says that's true about almost all Kachin, with one exception, he says. The exception, and this is really on source number 9, Chelek Aleph, this is where he develops it, but the exception is the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, which is coming upon us. The mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, we're told, V'aplas HaBasar B'alayla HaZeh, we are told to eat the Karban Pesach. So the Beis HaLevi tells us that the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is different. The mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is not only a mitzvah that the Pesach be eaten, but it's actually a mitzvah of Achilas HaBasar B'alayla HaZeh. It's Liyeshu Matzos Al Merom Yechlu. The mitzvah is that it has to be consumed by the person. I mean, there's a mitzvah on the Gavra to consume the meat of the Karban Pesach, Nafka Mina. So the Nafka Mina, the Beis HaLevi says, we could read a little bit here in source number 9, the Beis HaLevi Chelek Aleph Siman Beis. Right, the nafka mina is that you actually need to consume a kazayas of the karban pesach masha inkain by the kachim as I said before. Near a pasha, the pesach umatza have a chiv al adam to whom a chuyv lechol pesach mishum hachi im achol pachos mikazayas lo shmei achila v'hav yekolo achol pesach. Aval mitzvah achilas kachim, eating kachim, that's not a mitzvah for the gavra karkafta the gavra to eat it. Rather, just to be nechal. But the karban pesach, it's a mitzvah on the gavra. Which I don't know, you know, v'achlu es ha-pesach, that means the person himself has to eat it. Where did the Beis HaLevi come up with this idea? Where does it come from that you have this? So it could be the words v'achlu, but you do have that by kachim as well. But it could be the halacha pointing to the fact that the nafka minas show you there is some fundamental difference, and he discovered it that way. But it's possible. I'm not saying the Beis HaLevi thought of this, but it's possible that the psukim already hint this to us. This is the Beis HaLevi doesn't say this, but I'm suggesting that it's possible that the psukim already hint this to us. It's interesting. The pasuk says, "Va'achlas abasar b'alayla zeh karban pesach parshas bo sli'eish matzah al marav yechlu." It's got to be roasted, and you'll eat it with matzah and marav. Fine. Al tochlu menu no vashal mevushal b'mayim kiyim sli'eish rush al krav al kerbo etc. So you can't eat it You can't eat it cooked with water or any juices, and you can't. It has to be only sli'eish. The only thing you can eat it as is if it's roasted. And then it tells us the positioning of the carbon afterwards. So, atochlu menu na. So, how do we interpret the word na? So, not the way that we would think, which is raw. We mentioned this slash, we know this from the Gemara, but na means chai, bashal v'lo bashal, tzli v'lo tzli. It means like, whatever, I don't want to use a specific term because we saw Rashi and Rambam argue about this, but half cooked or almost Michael Ben Jusai or some minimally cooked level, but it's under the status of being really roi l'achilas adam. It's not fully edible the way a person want to eat it. I'll talk no, uvashal m'vashal. We're told not to eat it, no. Now I have a question. Of all the mitzvahs in the entire Torah that include achilas kachim, there's only one instance in all of those cases where the Torah tells us don't eat the kachim raw. Every other case of Karanis just tells us to eat kachim. Here we're being told don't eat it raw. Bashal mavushal versus tzli I get, because you have to teach me how to cook it. Okay, some you can cook, some you can roast, or in some cases you could choose. But you have to tell me not to eat it raw? Why is the Torah in Pesach, of all places, telling me not to eat it raw? So if you look in source number 10, you have the Bechor Shor. Yosef Bechor Shor has a very gishmak of shat in Pshuto Shel Mikra, a very gishmak of shat. I'm pretty sure that we saw this when we were learning the sugya back then, that the Ma'atzari quoted this Bechor Shor. I don't think I do happen to know all the Bechor Shores, but I don't think that's how I discovered this one. I think I found it from the Ma'atzari. But you look inside for a very gishmak of shat. But maybe the pshat's like this. Maybe this is what the Beis HaLevi saw. Or maybe it's what we see to support the Beis HaLevi. By all other karbanos, so the mitzvah is that you have to make sure that the karban is eaten, the karban is ne'achal. And therefore, eating it, even shelo k'derech achila, is totally fine, because as long as the karban is ne'achal, you've done your job. Says the Torah, by Pesach, it says, al toch l'menu na, don't eat it raw. My high, why all of a sudden you tell me not to eat it raw? So maybe it's because it's bavorning some point that the Bechor Shor is saying, or maybe the Torah is telling us this karban is exceptional. In all other cases of karbanos, eat it nah. It doesn't matter. As long as the karban gets eaten, it's okay. Says the Torah here, v'achlu es habasar by laila zed. No, there's a mitzvah on the gavra. The person has to make sure to consume the karban pesach, and as such, al tok l'menu nah, don't eat it raw, because you have to make sure you have a maisa achila. It has to be eaten kederach achila. This is an exceptional case, and that is perhaps a support in the psukim, in the reading of the psukim, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, for the Beis HaLevi's Mahalich by Karban Pesach. That's why Karban Pesach stands out and apart from all of their karbanos in the whole Torah, where we're specifically commanded and told not to eat it raw. In all their cases, it would suffice, because it's not a mitzvah of achila, it's just a mitzvah of ne'echal. Here, there's a mitzvah of achila for the gavra to take part of, so don't eat it raw. Just briefly, if you look in number 11, you have the psukim in Parshas Tzav that tell us about the Karban Toda. V'zos Toras Zevach HaShlamim Asher Yakrav LaHashem. So it's a very fascinating formulation here, because the Torah basically, the whole thing is interesting, because Parshas Vayikra told us all the Karbanos, and then Parshas Tzav repeats all the Karbanos. Okay, so then Parshim talk about that. The Sfarno in the opening Pasuk tells us the Mahalach in this, that the previous Parshim was about the practices of Avodah Zarah, the practice of Karbanos, and for the Rambam, maybe that works. The practice of Karbanos, and this parsha is really about the inyan, the pnimius of the Karbanos, the essence of the Karbanos. Okay, the Mepharshim talk about it, the Ramban also. Here, the Psukim introduced to us Kache Kadashim, Chatas and Asham, and then the Psukim sort of move into Shlamim, which is Kachim Kalim, correct? And different level and different rules and different status of kedusha, etc. So it says v'zos tarach zevach hashlamim. It introduces the shlamim. What's the first thing it does? Im al tod yakrivenu. The first example of a shlamim that it brings is a toda. Then the Torah, after talking about the toda, is going to come back and tell us about the general rules of shlamim. Nechal shneyam laila echad, etc. So it's a very strange thing. First of all, the Karban Toda is being quoted out of context. We should have introduced the general category of Shlamim. A Toda is a type of Shlamim. So you should have said, here's Shlamim, and here's some different types of Shlamim, Toda being one of them. Why did the Torah start by saying Toda, then go to the general rule of Shlamim, and then come back around to start saying the details? Why does that make any sense to start with the Toda, lead in with the general category, then go into the specifics? Additionally, if you look in the bold here in the third pasuk that I put on the page for you, b'yom karbano ye'achel lo yaniach menu ad boker. The karban toda has a distinct set of rules, whereas the karban shlamim is eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. We say in the 1 minute and 36 seconds that we have before first kaddish, we try to say that the karban shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night time. The karban toda only gets its day and that night. By Karbanos, the night follows the day. That's one day, one full day. So you only get that day and it's night. So it's a much more of a time constraint on the Karban Toda. That is similar to what? The Chatas and the Asham. The Chatas and the Asham, the Kachay Kadashim, are eaten by the Kohanim. They're only Ne'achal Yom V'layla. Ad Chatzos is a gzera, but is a gedder, but they're only eating l'yom v'layla. So Kachem Kadashim have that rule. Kachem Kalim don't. The Toda stands out in that it's presented by the Torah before the Shlamim, and it has dinim that seem to shmek of Kachem Kadashim and not sound like what the Shlamim is, which is that you get 2 days and one night. So what's going on with this carbon Toda? So if you look in source 12, the Svarno, and then under that you have the footnote from Rabbi Cooperman in his edition of the Svarno. This Ha'ar from Rabbi Cooperman he also has in a Sefer Pshuto Shel Mikra. Givaldic. He says in Pshuto Shel Mikra, he says like this. He says that what the Torah is trying to convey to us, well, let's say the Sforno first. The Sforno says that that we introduce the carbon Toda here, even though the Shlamim is Kachim Kalim, but there's a difference in the sense that if a Toda is offered, it's a different level. It's a different type of carbon than the regular type of Shlamim. And he explains, first of all, what's famous from the Netziv. The Abarbanel says this too, but the famous from the Netziv, and now this will show in this Sforno, says it also. Birbos halechem yisparsim haneis la'ochlim rabim. Generally speaking, we want to make sure there's no nosar. So if we're adding a carbon toda that has the carbon and then 40 loaves of bread, 30 chametz, 10 matzah, that's a lot of bread. 30 loaves of bread is a lot of bread. 40 loaves of bread is a lot of bread, and we're giving you less time to eat it. So why would we expand the amount of food you have to eat and give you less time to eat it? That doesn't make any sense, says the Sforno. The Netziv says the same thing, the Abarbanel, I think so as well, that no, the point is that the goal of the Toda is to what? You went through the Midbar, you went through a jail, you went through whatever the case might be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you, you want to be, this is the Sforno's Lashon, mefarsem the Nes, you want to publicize the Nes. Rabbi Cooperman says, maybe this is what, the Mar Makom in the Torah, a Makar in the Torah for a kol de Tekun Rabbana, came the Reis Tekun, that we have a concept of Persuminisa by Neros Chanukah, by Kriyas HaMegillah, but there's a concept of Persuminisa. You want to publicize the Nes, so we give you more food to eat and invite all your friends and family to make sure you eat it quickly, because you have less time to eat it. So we want to make sure it's publicized, it's public, everyone knows about it, be mefarsim the Nes. V'kulam ne'echalim, now listen to this line, this is what I was trying to get to. V'kulam ne'echalim bizman kachei kadashim sheim liyom v'layla. Aval kishem shlamim pshutim shlo toda. So the Sforno says, amazing. He says, we're introducing Kachem Kalim. We're introducing the Shlamim right now. But there's a difference between a Toda and a regular Shlamim. A Toda has a lower, less amount of time that you're allowed to eat it. And he explained why, because we want to publicize the Nes and make it all packed in to a shorter amount of time, more food. But he says, the Sforno could have said, and it has a shorter amount of time, one day and one night, instead of 2 days and one night. But the Sforno doesn't say that. He says, V'kulam ne'achalim bizman kachei kadashim. Not like the Shlamim, which is kachim kalim. So what's the Rabbi Cooperman points this out? What's the Sforno intimating? That even though hagam, that the Toda is somewhat of, it's a kachim kalim, obviously, it's not kachei kadashim, it's not shechted and safon, and it's not limited to achilas kohanim, right? It's achilas bailim. So it's definitely a kachim kalim, but it shmecks, it carries with it a bit of the essence of the Kachei Kadashim, in the sense that its time period is limited. The Sforno didn't say, oh, it has less time. He said it has less time like Kachei Kadashim, because he's intimating to us that in a way, it still remains, it blibes by Kachei Kadashim to some level. And that, says Rabbi Cooperman, is why, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's why the Torah arranged in this order. First we say Kachei Kadashim, Chatas Asham, then we want to say Kachem Kalim, the Shlamim. What's the bridge between Kachem Kalim and Kachem Kadashim? They're different types of things. Oh, I have this, forgive my French, hybrid carbon, which of course is Kachem Kalim, but it carries with it some of the dinim and some of the essence of Kachem Kadashim, namely the time period that it's eaten in. The carbon Toda is a perfect in-between, it's a perfect bridge between Kachem Kadashim and Kachem Kalim, and it shows you, displays to you, that that carbon Toda, rather, has this status as being in between Kachem Kalim and Kachem Kadashim, and he points to the Netziv, makes the same point in multiple places. I put one Netziv on the bottom, source number 13. I'm not going to read this one inside to you because I don't want to take up extra time, but if you look, it's Kedai to look. If you look in the Sforno in Parshas Tzav, in Perek, I wrote it down, Perek Zion, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, let me just make sure. Yeah, Lamed Zayin, you'll see a Gevaldik Pshat based on this Mahalach that the Netziv offers as well. So Karban Toda, again, it's different. It's unique also in the sense that a Karban Toda maybe is a Chiyuv. It's maybe not a Rishus. Usually a Shlamim is a Rishus. Not always. A Shlamim is always. Usually a Kachei Kadashim, Kachem Kalim, not always, but usually a Kachei Kalim are Rishus. The Karban Toda is possibly, as Mahalach has shown him, but it's possibly a Chova. Arba Chayavim Lahodos. There are four types of people who are Chayav Lahodos. So it also, it smells like a little bit of a kachei kadashim. Just a little bit of, more marmakum than then directly relevant to the sugya, but on the same topic, the Derech Jush. So, I don't know, a while back I came across this mimer from the Avnei Nezer in Os HaDeshe, in Parshas Emor. So this Shtikl Torah from the Avnei Nezer is from Ksav Yad. It's not, you're not going to find it in his Svarim, you're not going to find it in, I'm not sure, but maybe the Shem Yishmol references it, but it's not from the Shem Yishmol, it's from the Kisvei Yad of the Avnei Nezer himself, as Shir he said to the Chassidim. So it's in Parshas Emor, it's like halfway through a Shtikl Torah that has more about Kohanim. But he says like this, he says there's an interesting Smichas HaParshios between later in Sefer Vayikra, between the pasuk of Osav Esbenolos Sishchutu Biyom Echad V'chi Sizbichu Zevach Tadal Hashem Litzon Chem Tizbachu V'ayom Hu Yechel Los Sirmen Arboker, something like that. And then V'los Chalu Es Shem Kachi V'nikdashi B'sof B'nei Yisrael Parshas Emor, the three psukim in a row, four psukim in a row, are all pretty randomly assigned. It seems strange. Don't shech the parent and the child on the same day. Don't make sure to offer the Zevach Toda properly. And don't be machal Hashem Shemayim. So the Avnei Nezer says beautifully, they're all one yesod. That each of these mitzvos is mora al ha'achdus. Because what happens is, we have, this is important in halacha also, the smallest unit of single nature, of a single compact unit, is one day. Once you go into 2 days, that's multiple things. One day is a complete picture. One day is a complete thing. What lo sishchetu, Osov Esbenolos sishchetu b'yom echad teaches you is that even if you shechted, you know, the father right before Shkia, and you shechted the kid right after Tzeis, it's not the same day. It's not the same day. It was 3 hours apart. Yeah, but it's a separate day. Once you go into another day, it's a new beginning. The smallest unit of all being in one place is one day. That's what the Osov Esbenolos losishchetu b'yom echad teaches you. So he says that's what the Zevach Toda teaches us as well. The Karban Toda is only Nechal l'yom v'layla, that day, and it's night, because the Zevach Toda is a confusing thing. It combines chametz and matzah. It combines chametz and matzah. And chametz and matzah are opposites. They seem like they're disparate. They seem like they're separate things. So the Avnei Nezer says, the Torah tells us that you have to make sure to show the achdus of the Ribbono Shel Olam through eating the Karban Toda all in one day, without going into another day. It couldn't extend into the next day like a regular shlamim, because we have to contain those two opposites and show to everyone that there's really an achdus of Hashem. There's no shnius rachman al-islan, and therefore it's combined into one day. And then he explains chilul and kiddush Hashem as well like that. But the end, he ties it into the Karban Pesach. He says the Karban Pesach, you'll notice, is basically just a Spitz Karban Toda without chametz. But it's a Spitz Karban Toda. It's al matzah simrom yochlu. It's bifnei amba eda, like the Sforno and the Nitziv told us, that it's a short time period with a lot of guests and a lot of food to eat. It's a mitzvah of Toda. Think about it. We went through Mitzrayim, which was slavery. We went through a desert. We crossed a yam. We did all of the things that are chayev lehodos. We owe a major Karban Toda. So we don't get to give it with chametz, but this is a Spitz Karban Toda, and there are sugyas and psachim which relate to this fact. The Gemaras and psachim are constantly comparing and contrasting the Karban Pesach with the Karban Toda. But in this sense, the Avnei Nezer says it's the same point, because Pesach is a night of contradictions. Matzah and Marah, al matzah zimrom yichlu, matzah which is freedom, mara which is slavery, we're eating it on contradictions. So no, the Karban Pesach, which is only eaten for that one day, really the night, but it's offered over the day and the night, like a Karban Toda, is supposed to show us that everything in life, the good, the bad, the opposite things that seem contradictory, they're really all nis'achid in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through the mitzvos and through his Torah, we bring them all together. So you can only eat it for that limited amount of time to show there's an achdus even to the matzos umrorim yochlu. Slavery, freedom, all the things that are seemingly opposites can come together through the Karban Pesach, much like the Karban Toda. And so that's another similarity, Derech Drush, between the Karban Toda and the Karban Pesach. Okay, this is the last day of the Zman, so not going to say a drush, just to commend everyone for a tremendous Zman. It was really very impressive, the amount of learning that was accomplished in the Kollel. It was impressive, the amount of learning that was accomplished outside of the Kollel from the Kollel. It was impressive, the amount of learning that took place in the Kollel from people who aren't in the Kollel. Just really, and beyond definitely my wildest dreams. Evan has significantly wilder dreams than me, so the fact that he's not so impressed doesn't mean anything, but it was an incredibly special couple of months, and I can't possibly express to you how thankful I am to you for taking the risk, and to your wives for taking the risk, for making the sacrifice, and additionally how impressed I am that I didn't expect it to be this good. I didn't expect you guys to be this good, and I didn't expect the things to run so smoothly. So I have a lot of Hakar Satov, Karban Toda, Bifnei Am Ve'eda, that, you know, I'm Makar Tov to Ribbono Shel Olam for how it's worked out for me. I commend you on doing such a wonderful job. And as an expression of appreciation, on top of the stipend, my wife made brownies for the last day of his month. So we could eat at least on chametz. We could have a Karban Toda with chametz and eat a little bit on top of the stipend. We're for most of you, we're not removing any stipend, even though we're giving the brownies. B'siyat d'shmaya, I wish us all continued atzlacha in our learning, in the hashpah, in the community, that our families should grow here as well. B'siyat d'shmaya, and I wish everyone a chag kasher v'sameach after we leave after today. Yashar koyach.